Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1, A Conversation with the Lord of Lords, and Parable of the Good Shepherd. Those whom God has cleansed are now worthy of His kingdom. October 22, 2004, A Conversation between God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, and Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear. God the Father speaking.
Timothy, why do you beseech the Lord your God? Do you not know I am with you? Ask of me, and I will answer you. Request of me, and it will be given you.
Timothy speaking. I need to know what you ask of me. I have much doubt in myself. God the Father speaking.
O Timothy, how long must I suffer your doubt? I have asked many things of you, and many more will I ask of you, in the times remaining. I am transforming you for the battle and battles to come. A great warrior of the word will you be. But this I tell you, slowly this must be done, and you must be willing. For my gifts bestowed are no gifts at all, bestowed upon the unwilling. Your heart is open to me, your very heart's desire I know. Your love for me and my son has reached heaven, and the love you have for your fellow man is great, though you repress it and fear what is to come.
Jesus the Christ speaking.
Fear not, I am with you always, I, your beloved Savior, whom you called beautiful and most precious Lord, though I was covered in the blood of your redemption before your eyes. Everywhere do you see beauty, and know the hand of my Father. Even as a boy, did you aspire to know and be like me? Then, as you grew older, did the evil one tempt you, with your earthly father leading you far from me? Never did I leave you. Even then did I set you apart from your brethren, and from your very siblings, to do my will. Search your heart. Have you not always longed for me, all your days? Search your past, and you will find you have always foreseen the day in which you would do God's will, His works, through you. Therefore, this I say to you, my most precious beloved child of Zion. Whosoever I have cleansed is worthy of everything I have and will give unto him. Heal the sick. Yes, I say to you, it will be done. Casting out of demons. Yes. It will be done. Performing signs and miracles in my name? Yes, it will be done. Bring many to Christ? Yes, it will be done. You are my vessel, my shining star, and bright will I shine through you until the day of my coming. I bestow upon you apostleship, for like the 12 in their day, now in your day, the time of great trouble, will you be an apostle for me? In me and of me. Do not fear, for my angels go before you. You are never alone, for I am with you. Even I have appointed many more like you. Stand together with them and shepherd and protect all those who are willing, all who call on my name in that day. For the good shepherd does not leave his flock unattended while he is away, but appoints shepherds and teaches them his ways of shepherding, lest the wolves devour his new faith-filled flock. And the flock unseen, whom he has known, those who remain sleeping in him, along with the flock he knows presently, those who abide in him, will he take from the field, for he is coming quickly, hiding them in his house where he dwells, until the day of his coming and appearing, where they shall all return with him, joining his new flock which remains on the earth, and they shall all rejoice together. Yet do not fret over those of the flock who are slain during the times of the wolves' ravagings. For these will the Lord raise up to his house also, and they too will arrive with him at his coming. So then, lift up your head, Timothy, son of light, and rejoice. Though you must suffer much tribulation for my name, know your reward will be great. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and all those to whom it is given shall receive their reward. For I will have it with me, when all things of this world are put beneath my feet, and all my enemies are made my footstool.
Timothy speaking.
All I ask and want in that day is to know you, see you, and wrap my arms around you, and hear you say you love me.
Jesus the Christ speaking.
O Timothy, my blessed child, this I have already done, and will do yet again, for my heart also desires what you desire. Truly I say to you, even more than this shall you and all who are mine receive. Rejoice! Rejoice, I say! Tomorrow you will prophesy, for I will send to you the angel you requested to show you many things of which you have longed to know, even all things which must shortly come to pass. For now, rest in the Lord. Focus all your soul and heart upon me, and all you wish to know will be given you. I am the maker of all things, and all things are made new through me. Amen.